Hey, Andy, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Do you know when I say the name Liam Neeson? God, Liam Neeson's on the show. What do you think is the one thing that people say straight away?
God, he's so sexy.
That, from the women of The Office, yeah. The number of people who just quote the line, I will find you and I will kill you. Do you get that all the time wherever you go now?
In a word, yeah.
Yes.
Quite a lot, actually.
Do you feel like
in
it's
fact,
rather...
it was disappearing until you brought it up again.
Oh, nah.
It's funny, when the movie came out, if I had... a dollar for every time I left a message on somebody's answer machine, especially my son's friends, I'd be very rich.
You should have charged them.
I should have.
One more time, straight out of your pocket money. But I suppose Taken was a change in genre for you, wasn't it, after Schindler's List and Michael Collins?
Yeah, I mean, Schindler's List was, my gosh, it was 21 years ago this year. Collins was, we shot that in 1995. But yeah, I think with the success of this, the first Tekken film, Hollywood started seeing me in a different light. So they started sending me more action-oriented scripts, and they're still doing it.
Is that how you would describe this new film?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, it's not, you know, sometimes when one hears the term action movie, you think, oh my gosh, it's going to be wall-to-wall shooting and car chases and stuff. It's not that at all. It's almost an old-fashioned whodunit type thriller. Very horrendous crimes being committed, and my guy Matt Scudder, who's an ex NYPD policeman, he's now a kind of a private investigator for hire, albeit unlicensed, is kind of brought on board by. Not by the police, to try and solve these horrendous kidnappings and murders. You know. So it's a good, it's a sort of a slow burn thriller.
So this guy is obviously is a law unto himself then?
Yes, I guess he is. He certainly has a foot in both camps of the law and order camp and also in the criminal world, you know. And he's always navigating very grey areas of morals, you know.
And I'm guessing, has he got a bit of a dark side to himself, this character? Because didn't he used to be an alcoholic?
I think he's certainly a recovering alcoholic. He's 8 years sober, and that's very, very important to him. And in the film, you see how important that is as regards his AA meetings. He attends every day, you know.
Is he a bit of a take-no-prisoners character, would you say?
I don't know if he's take-no-prisoners. No, he's not sort of... and that kind of Chuck Norris kind of mold. He's more, I don't know, he's more a solitary loner type guy who's has seen the worst of mankind. Let's put it that way, you know. But he's not willing and ready for a fight, you know.
Deals with it in his way.
He deals with it in his way, yeah, absolutely.
When you're kind of looking into a character like this, do you kind of like put yourself in those situations just to get a feel for it?
Well, yes, as an actor, you have to, you know. If you're going to play the part, you have to sort of do some kind of a research, you know. And in this case, there was, you know, Lawrence Block, who wrote the book. In fact, he's written 16 other books based on this character.
Yeah.
There was that to draw on. There was also various AA meetings that I attended in New York and Los Angeles. So there was enough to get one's teeth into, you know.
Had you read the novel? Did you?
No, not before the film. I hadn't, actually. I always seem to do things after the fact. So I've read about six or seven of his books now since we shot the film last year.
All right. Now, has that given you a taste to do more films with this character?
I'd love to. Yeah, I'd love to, Andy, if he's... you know, it depends how the film performs at the box office, as they say. And if the studio feels they've made enough shekels from it, then they'd do another one, you know.
What are you actually working on at the minute? Because it seems to be that, like, you've done a lot of films over the last few years. You're a man who can't keep still at the minute.
There's... there's highs and lows, you know, in this profession. Feasts and famines. Yep, I've been doing a lot of the past few years... I'm about to start a film called A Monster Calls, based on the book by Patrick Ness, where I'm playing a yew tree. So that's motion capture work.
Oh, right.
And then I start doing some press for Tekken 3, which we just finished a few weeks ago. And then I go to Taiwan to do a film for Martin Scorsese, where I'm a Jesuit priest in the 1600s.
It really is nonstop. Where's home at the minute, then?
Home is... it's a lot of hotel rooms, let's put it that way. Yeah.
Have you mastered the mini kettle?
The mini kettle.
And those little pots of milk.
I'd be lost without the mini kettle, actually.
What about your two sons? Are they going to follow into your footsteps? They got acting in their blood?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I don't think so. They're not talking about it at the minute, so...
They're not talking, or they're just not telling you?
Maybe you're right, Andy. Maybe they're not telling me.
Or maybe football, because wasn't that going to be your first career before?
No. Right? Football, no. No, I was an amateur boxer for a number of years as a kid, but someone got a wrong piece of information saying I was a football player. Oh, right. I have two left feet when it comes to football.
But boxing. Maybe a boxing film next.
No, I don't. No. I think they've been done to death, haven't they, really?
But more action films.
Maybe one or two more.
We'll see. Sure. A Walk Among the Tombstones, new film from Liam Neeson. It's out this weekend, and it has been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much.
You too, Andy. Thank you.